All right. It's that time. It's Thursday. It's crunch time. So I think we should and we will wrap with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's our Thursday lightning round. It's the only day we do it anyway. Can you believe July is winding down? And this just ends. Football's coming to your town as we move along with the lightning round.
That's a strong one. That's pretty good today.
I got a lot in there. That was like one of those disclaimers in a car commercial with the APR.
We are 1 week inside the MLB trading deadline, so I've got some names that I wanted to get to last week on who might be traded, and none of them were traded, and they're still heavily rumored to get traded, so let's get to them. MLB pitchers and players that might be moved in the next 2 weeks, what percent chance do you think they will be traded for the following players? Noah Syndergaard of the Mets.
What, I got to give you the chance he gets traded?
Yes.
10%.
Zach Wheeler.
30%.
Marcus Stroman.
75%.
Mike Minor.
Oof. Are they out of it? Yeah.
The Rangers are kind of
out of it. 50%.
Zach Greinke.
Wow. I was talking about him the other day. I haven't heard him mentioned. They got to be nuts not to move him. 50%.
Sam Dyson.
Sam Dyson, the reliever?
Yep.
From the Giants?
Yep.
Huh. 15%.
Will Smith of the Giants?
None.
None. All right. Ian Kennedy of the Royals?
You know what? They probably want to move him. There's probably no takers. Go 10%.
Yasiel Puig.
Ooh, I haven't even heard his name mentioned.
It's just getting thrown in late.
Just getting, you know what? He's one of those guys who seems like he needs to be pissed off. So let's throw 20% down.
Fair enough. Moving away from that, Larry Snott is trying his best to make the Pac-12 a credible conference that gets more national exposure. That could easily be done by working out literally any sort of deal with DirecTV, and instead he's working on the idea of 9 a.m. kickoffs, possibly as early as this season. The idea being that as people are watching Lee Corso put on a mask at head and Purdue is kicking off against Rutgers, people might be more willing to turn to another channel to watch Pac-12 football early in the morning across the country. I can see this being a ton of fun for the students who can turn their parties from the night before into a tailgate. They watch the sunrise over the East Austin scoreboard, but this also limits the number of people from Portland, Medford, Bend, and beyond of them getting to the stadium the same day. How many would come down on a Friday night, stay in a hotel, rent an Airbnb, find someone that they're kind of friends with, but not really, but go with them to the game because they've got an RV for the night? How many other students would party too hard on a Friday and then not make the game on Saturday at all? The Oregon media love to give students enough grief as it is for not getting to kickoff, and now that problem could be just as big for 40-something thousand other people as well. And this is just a Eugene thing. I don't see many other people willing to make the drive to the Rose Bowl for a UCLA game at 9 a.m. or Pullman or Palo Alto and Berkeley. So please, Steve, try not to make this about you and your early postgame that you would get. Not about you. Larry Scott's idea of a 9 a.m. kickoff is blank.
All right, the question is he talking like one a week or one a year? Because that matters.
I don't know. He said a couple.
Because remember, early in the season, to maybe get that exposure back east, annoying.
Annoying. Fair enough. With training camps starting, the non-contact ACL tears have started, and of course, the holdouts are following. Plenty of major and minor players are sitting out for new contracts for the following names. Which ones are a big, little, or no deal? Ezekiel Elliott, the 24-year-old running back, 2 years remaining on his rookie deal. He has a fifth-year option that's worth $9 million. This is a big, little, or no deal.
His holdout?
Yes.
It's a big deal. If he actually holds out, that's too much pressure on Prescott. Elliott's an elite running back.
Michael Thomas, the 26-year-old wide receiver, the last year of his rookie contract. He is an unrestricted free agent next season, with falling into a potential Le'Veon Bell situation of just sitting out the whole year to get the free agency.
Michael Thomas holding out. receivers are kind of like, especially with an offense like that, this is a big little deal.
All right. Melvin Gordon, also a 26-year-old, but the running back last year of his rookie deal, the fifth-year option at $5.65 million. He's also a UFA next season, and he's already said that if no deal is reached, he will make a trade. Big little no deal.
He'll make a trade?
Well, he'll request a trade.
He's the GM now?
I should have said.
These guys are knuckleheads. They're not walking away from money. I'm going little again.
Yannick Ngakoue, a defensive end for Jacksonville, the last year of his rookie deal, who's an unrestricted free agent next year. He has 29.5 sacks in three seasons for Jacksonville.
I'm considering these guys who are just not the cornerstones of a championship caliber team as little deals. They're, in their mind, they're all huge deals.
And last one, Trent Williams, a tackle for the Washington football franchise. He's 31, 2 years remaining on a five-year, $68 million contract, who hasn't played all 16 games since 2013.
Yeah, that's I'm going to actually call that one a no deal. Just A, I don't like him. B, I don't like Washington. C, I don't like Daniel Snyder. D, screw A, B, and C.
Fair enough. Last one real quick. Edwin Encarnacion got quite the feat last night. He has gone 30 homers on the season for the eighth consecutive year.
Wow.
Over those years, he's averaged 43 a season, hitting 293 homers, 836 RBIs. What's funny is before his age 29 season, he never hit more than 26 and averaged only 17 a season, which you can show all of the wonders of moving to the American League and becoming a DH will do. He's now 36 with 410 career home runs. What percent chance do you give Edwin getting to 500?
500.
The big cinco.
36 years old. And, you know, during that period, I mean, he's played his 151, his 160. So if he would have to play another 3 years after this, I give him a 10% chance.